Simcoe County Warden Basil Clark carried in a mega check to Lakehead University's Orillia campus Thursday for the announcement of the university's expansion with a new building. The first check is for $1.5 million, to start off the county's pledge of $15 million. "That's the investment in our future," Clark said at the gathering. The county has fulfilled its earlier commitment of $10 million, made in 2010, for a total investment of $25 million in Simcoe County's only university. "It is remarkable. I don't know many counties in Canada that are making that kind of commitment to education," said Michael Denhon, Lakehead's Vice President of University Advancement. "It's incredible what this county is doing, and it's needed because the other levers for funding we have are no longer there," he added, referring to the provincial and federal governments. Students, staff and politicians from across the county, including Orillia Mayor Don McIsaac, were present for the presentation of the check and the unveiling of the artist's rendering of the new education building. The three-story building will be constructed southeast of the main education building, or closer to University Avenue and Old Barrie Road. "We are excited. We appreciate the county's $15 million investment in Lakehead University in Orillia," said McIsaac. "All Orillians are happy about that. Lakehead has long been a partner with Orillia." It was said the economic benefit to Orillia alone is $328 million, but McIsaac said there's more. "There are things you can count, but there are things you can't count that matter," he said. "Lakehead was one of the first to reach out after we had a fire this week. They said the Commons was open and asked, 'How can we help?' Lakehead has been involved in the community. We appreciate the relationship and look forward to future developments." The topic of supporting Lakehead was discussed at County Council 16 years ago, Clark said. "It was a scary decision. Do we get into education? Because that's not part of our mandate, and you are always trying to find that balance with tax dollars. Is this the right investment for the area?" he said. County councillors looked at the numbers and predicted it would bring in $1 billion in revenue, but they were wrong. "I look back now and that wasn't quite correct. It was $4 billion revenue brought to the area," Clark said. "Businesses establish themselves near the university so they can employ the young, brilliant minds," he added. In his speech, Clark said that in the past, many people didn't know what they wanted to do with their lives and didn't have the opportunity to go to university. He said that has changed since Lakehead opened in 2006. Now, many students are the first in their families to go to and graduate university. Clark also said 42% of Lakehead graduates are staying in the county. "Thank you to Lakehead. You brought the world to us," he said. After the presentations, McIsaac said, "It is a place for students to continue their education locally. We try to get as many students once they are educated to stay here after they graduate. That is exciting for us because it gives us an educated workforce." Lakehead President and Vice Chancellor Jillian Siddle said the new building will include teaching spaces, an Indigenous gathering area, and a central hub for student services. "So, we are very, very excited to share this with you today," she said. Lakehead Student and Town of Midland Communications Coordinator Brittany Carlisle, of Tiny Township, spoke to the audience, saying her experience at Lakehead, living in the welcoming atmosphere and exploring Orillia, is what has kept her working locally. Ramara Cowan. Dana Tuju spoke of the role of Lakehead in her family's lives. She is a former Lakehead student and now has a child attending the university. Just the facts. New campus amenities and space usage plans for the new building include teaching spaces, Indigenous learning and gathering center, student programming space, and a new centralized student services hub. Enrollment capacity once the new building opens: 3,500 students, up from today's 2,100. Number of industry and not-for-profit partnerships around the world: 116. Lakehead undergraduates who gain practical experience through experiential learning: 100%. Lakehead STEM undergraduates who participate in work-integrated co-ops and internships: 95%. Lakehead Orillia students who are from Simcoe County, 50%. Expected number of new programs enabled by the new building, 10 new undergraduate, graduate, and other academic program credentials by 2032.